The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business. Building your portfolio, picking winning stocks, using your computer. And now here is Jordan Kimmel.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any securities or other instruments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel and may not reflect the opinion of Brook Street Securities Corporation. Brook Street, its representatives, and or its clearing firm may make a market or deal as agent and or principal in the securities mentioned in this broadcast or derivatives based thereon. Additional information on securities discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome, everybody. Hi. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. Today, we have a very interesting guest that's going to join us in the bottom of the half hour from one of Magnet's top ranked companies. And what we like to talk about in here is a big question: how's the market doing? And how's the market doing? What I want to spend the first part of the show is really reviewing the Magnet stock selection process to answer the question, how is the market doing? Because the thing we talk about more than anything else is the market indexes and following the 5-10 biggest companies in corporate America is a very misleading and usually a very unprofitable way to invest. What I want to get into here, let's talk a little bit about some of the discussions we've had in the prior weeks and to sum up some of the most important points that I believe in and some of the most important points I think you need to continue to be a profitable investor. First of all, I like to dispel the idea that long-term investing in individual companies works. That's very different than what you hear on Wall Street, especially if you say, oh, in the long run, everything works out okay. Well, one of the facts we like to bring up is the S&P 500 today consists of 425 names that were not even on the list 25 years ago. Now, some of the names that were removed because they were acquired or because they merged with other companies. But the majority of the list, the reason they've been removed is the stocks themselves, the companies themselves, have stopped performing well, and the proactive indexes remove those names so that their indexes can go higher. You need to know that the S&P, the Dow Jones, and the Russell all engage in this. This is not misleading. This is not deceptive. This is not bad. When the Dow Jones 30 was originally created, it was representative of our country's business. 28 of the 30 were railroad companies. Obviously, our economy's changed. Our country has changed. It would not make any sense for 30 or 28 of the 30 to still be railroad. So what you have is as companies come in, they add them. As industries do better, they come in. Think of if individuals were doing this in their own portfolio. So what we've said at Magnet is while we clearly don't even attempt to really predict the future, we could take the pulse on any given day in any given industry and for any given stock and ask the questions you want to ask about whether or not you really want to own shares of a company. Are you willing to be a part owner in this company? And if you are, I think you'd probably want to own an industry or a company that has rapidly growing revenues. I think as important as the revenues, you have to make a profit, so you'd want to be looking at their profit margin as well. Well, we go through the balance sheet and we ask ourselves the question, what makes a good company and, in fact, what makes a bad company? One of the ways to profit in Wall Street is to find those companies where expectations are so high and the public has bid up the valuation so high, you're probably going to be disappointed and those companies can be sold short and you can profit on those companies going lower. And if anyone has any questions on shorting, I don't think it's for everybody. I would certainly suggest you call into the office. Maybe we can help you on that. But I think that what's critical to remember here is my deep belief that as companies come into our radar and show up and companies exit our radar and disappear, I believe that it would be astounding to the individual investor to see how many prior market leaders, how many prior great companies that were dominant in their industry have fallen under the pressure of the S-curve or the reality that things get born, they grow, and then ultimately they deteriorate. That's the, I guess we took the kids recently to see Lion King. It's the cycle of life. And what we're saying is it's not that they're not making love stories anymore. They've just changed the participants. Mae West is not in them. Marilyn Monroe is not in them. Not even Sharon Stone anymore, folks. This is what I talk about, that the rotation of the market is similar to the rotation in the entertainment business. The stars for the major ball clubs all change. If you're an old football fan, you might remember the great glory days of Johnny Unitas and Bart Starr. From my youth, and Joe Namath, these guys are just not eligible to be in the lineup anymore. If you handle your investments the same way, I think you'll be more profitable. Let's take it on the other hand and say, well, listen, what if somebody has a bad game or a bad day or a bad afternoon? How closely do you need to monitor? How closely do the names need to be replaced? Well, as long as your companies continue to show positive relative strength versus the market, continue to post up their numbers, it must be remembered that when we use our model and we're finding these very small companies that are generating massive revenue growth and margin growth, they're still usually at a certain size and a certain small size, that small little news items and small decisions by individual investors can actually have large price swings and impact on individual stocks. So I think we can be too jumpy. The question came up this month where the market has had a pretty rough month. I think that despite the fact that I maintain that we're still in a bull market, that more stocks are acting better than acting poorly, that the number of new lows is under control, and all the internals, my feeling we're in a bull market, folks, stocks don't go up every month. They don't go up the equal amount per week, and we're seeing a lot of volatility, which asks the question, what about stops? What about when things go wrong? Well, earlier in our series here, we've had on Dorsey Wright. We have Tom Dorsey from Dorsey Wright who talked about using point-and-figure stops. We look at trying to buy companies at a pullback so that mathematically when they come back a certain level, hopefully you can still be in there. What's so important is that we have a way of controlling our emotions and we have a way of staying relaxed, which means we take action when there needs to be, but we don't want to be using nervous action and be dominated by fear or greed. What amazes me to today is how when I school clients in point and figure, regardless of what they see, when there's a long column of X's, the public always wants to buy. When there's a long column of O's, despite the fact that we know next to every column of O's is a column of X's, and if we haven't broken support and we're doing things on light volume, that's actually okay. And what I embrace is I embrace volatility. That doesn't mean we're always on the right side of it, but think about it. If prices never moved, they would never give us opportunity to buy and sell. So these are the things I talk about in Magnet Investing, the book. If you want to see a little bit more of our process or more about us, we could look at magnetinvesting.com, our website. If anybody had any questions they would like to ask or comments they'd like to make, you know we welcome it. You can call us right now live through the end of the hour for our guest or for myself at 866-233-7861. Now, one thing I believe in, I saw an article this morning on continued education, continued reading. In our book called Magnet Investing, we came across, I mentioned a book by a gentleman named Gerald Loeb, who wrote a book called The Battle for Investment Survival. In our book, we highlight it as one of the best books I've ever read. Well, interestingly, I came across a book recently that talked about him and a second book he had written, deep out of print. I found myself a copy of it. I'm in the middle of reading it right now. And what he talks about is it's phenomenal. It's written back in the early 70s. He talked about people just beginning to use a thing called computers to literally rank stock and even rank them by relative strength. He talked about the earnings manipulation. The gentleman was way, way, way ahead of his time. He was one of the most brilliant profitable investors of all time. We have taken some of his secrets. We have incorporated it into what we do. What I'm sharing with you here is the fact that these trading programs, which make trading and profits seem easy, are nothing but the truth, folks. It takes a fair amount of work. It takes a fair amount of discipline. It takes a very, very calm individual to contain his emotions while stocks are moving quickly in either direction. This is what we talk about with Magnet Investing. We have created a model which looks from the bottoms up. What we will and have, in fact, one of the companies that I doubt anybody has heard of, but one of the top-ranked stocks for Magnet, we're going to have on management from Collegiate Pacific at the bottom of this hour, to talk about his company and why they are able, in this environment, to grow their revenues, to grow their margins, and to score up high on Magnet. We'll have them at the half hour. What I want to do right in here, folks, is remind everyone we're giving out free copies of our book for the first three callers, the first three folks that come on the Internet and ask for a copy of the book. We're trying to help people become more profitable in this challenging industry we're in. You are listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com. I am Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this quick break.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now and never make a bad investment again. 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Do you find that technology is hard to understand? Tune in each week to Tech Talk with computer geek John DeVore. Every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, John will let you know what is new and upcoming in the world of technology, as well as teach you some simple things to help you use your computer to your advantage. From gadgets to gizmos and PCs to PDAs, tune in and get high tech with John DeVore and Tech Talk every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we'll talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sun Jogal, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sunjo Gall every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Achieve total wealth management. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern on Business America Radio. Three-Dimensional Wealth is a show dedicated to teaching you a values-based approach to comprehensive total wealth management through practical strategies and expert advice. Take your first step down the road of financial independence. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back over, I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
West Coast Business Review, your information source for connecting you to the business world. Your host, Amy Campbell, brings to you weekly informative guests from around the globe, giving you vital information on developing and propelling your business and career. Tune in on Business America Radio every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, where listeners call in live. Connect to West Coast Business Review at www.westcoastbusinessreview.com.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Once again, that number is 1-888-766-6828. Let's get back to another segment of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Okay, and everybody, welcome back to another segment of Profitable Investing. What I want to do in this segment is kind of stick with the theme of personal investing, how to create a plan, how to know who you are. Fascinating. I'll jump right back into what I was talking about, this book I'm reading right now from Gerald Loeb. Where he's talking about, amazes me, I read his previous book, he's talking about having a plan, knowing who you are. Folks, that's a chapter in my book. And what we're saying there is that if you are truly, truly a jumpy kind of investor or someone who's needs things to happen very quickly, being in a turnaround or in a value type of investment can be excruciatingly painful and you end up selling out long before value is reached. On the other hand, if you are a very calm, patient investor, you may get hurt by the momentum type plays where stocks are going up very quickly and down very quickly and not really have the emotional type composite to really profit in that style. So kind of knowing who you are and what your time frame is extremely important. The reason I guess this comes to my head right now is that when I discuss our model, it's very strange to some people that we're not trying to make all kinds of predictions. In fact, while our list has been dotted with energy, transportation, and basic material for the last year and a half, I, like others, say, isn't this a cyclical play? I'm not sure really how long this can continue. But by taking that approach, actually works against you. When I'm looking at one of my, off what we call our Quotron in here, one of my windows is open to the list of companies that ranks out highest on compiled. Well, we're having another weak day in the market where both the NASDAQ and the Dow are down. I'm looking at our screen, and nearly every single stock on the top of our list is green or up for the day, I can't help but to notice how many of these names are microcaps or in energy or in basic materials. And while everyone feels they had enough of these, all we want to do in here is make profits, not be the smartest guy on the street. So if anyone, in fact, would like to be added on our list of receiving the top scores, or if anyone would like to see this list, feel free to either call in the show right now, call our office, hit our email, and let us know how we can help you. But very clearly, the same individual is going to look at the paper. The value guy might look at the new low list and find companies that are very low. And while I don't subscribe to this theory, you can make money if you're extremely patient and like to buy new lows. That's something I don't agree with. That's not something I engage in. But then again, the way I do business and the way I select my stocks might make other people feel uncomfortable. This is the magnet style. This is something that may or may not be applicable to individuals out there. I think we have developed a great reputation. We have shared our list in multiple places. They keep inviting me back on all the television shows to ask them and tell them what we're picking and why. So I have a feeling our reputation has been generated from our model. But I remind everyone out there, personal tendencies and personal feelings play a very, very important role in investing. So the thing is to make a plan that fits you and makes you feel the most comfortable. What I also talked about earlier in the show, which I think is very, very important, is the ability to either control your emotions, the ability to look with an open mind, and not to say things, for example, hey, I lost money in energy stocks back in the mid-80s. I'm not falling into that trap again. Or the fact that at the moment, up and through my whole career, biotechnology has probably been too violent and too volatile for me to like. It happens not to rank up on magnet, which means I am frankly not that interested in biotech. That doesn't mean that I should look away and I should not be interested. After all, this is exactly where some of our biggest advances are being made. This, in fact, is what the future is. And at the end of the hour, I'll share with you who our guest next week will be. Some, in fact, pioneers in both nanotechnology and biotechnology, and companies that are literally flying. And that's going to be a very interesting show for us next week. But we'll save the details for a little bit later. What I want to, again, stress here is for individuals to be able to say what makes me feel most comfortable and then try to be in something, not for a short period of time. Let me go back. A few weeks ago we had on the chairman of Shuffle Master, Mark Usiloff, probably one of the greatest long-term investments in the stock market today. Well, part of the importance of bringing that stock up is that for a period of time now, I have stressed and I have talked about the growth of the casino industry and the suppliers into that industry. And I made it known that one of our bigger investments is in this area. I like not to mention individual names and individual stocks because it all comes down to what they, individuals want. But what I'm sharing here, if you can identify a major trend or something that's happening right now, an example would be if you turn on your cable TV and you flip around, there is an enormous popularity of this World Series of Poker Tour. In fact, one of our investments, and this is not a recommendation, but the World Poker Tour Entertainment has actually gone public. It's a public stock. We own the stock. It's not a recommendation to buy it. If you look at the trend on it, It's a wonderful trend. If you look at the group, it's one of the leading groups. In fact, in the Investor's Business Daily, where we will have on representatives on soon to discuss how they use their paper and what they do, the casino industry remains the only true growth industry that has the leading stocks in it right now. I say that energy, transportation, who knows, maybe they'll be considered growth industries in the future. They've always been considered cyclical up until now. What I love to do is I love to go into the growth industries, the healthcare industry, the technology industry, the gaming industry, and to find the leaders in them so that if we identify them early enough, by the time there is a 25 and 30% institutional holdings, we may have made 5 or 10 times on our money if we were patient and if we were right. The flip side of it, folks, and some of my clients are aware of this, when companies first get discovered and they get a little extra volatile while individuals and institutions are beginning them to find it, that's all often the most profitable time to add to your position. It's often a time when some people get shaken out because of the volatility and their own emotions. My clients are aware of this. I'd like to help other people learn this. If there's any way I can help anyone out there, feel free to reach us at magnetinvesting.com. But coming up will be Andrew Blumenfeld from Collegiate Pacific, one of the companies we are owners of, shareholders of. We'll talk about the company, the industry, the trends, and much more. You are listening to Voice America Business. I am Jordan Kimmel, and we'll be right back with more profitable investing after these quick messages.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now and never make a bad investment again. 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Join Jane Curry and Diana Young every Monday at 8 a.m. for The Last Word. When you listen to The Last Word, you won't feel as though you're getting a root canal without anesthetic. And you'll leave every show with tips about how to write, so you can get more promotions, make more money, and go home early. Learn how to add persuasive power to everything you write, from email to sales proposals, and get the praise and respect you deserve. So tune in and call in to The Last Word with Jane Curry and Diana Young every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk. Voice America Business.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com on the SurfNet Radio Network. Brought to you by SurfNet Media Group, publicly traded under the symbol SFNM.
BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the bench? Are you ready to get in the game? Then join David Hayes and Jim Inman every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern for The Coach, exclusively on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. The Coach is a program by financial professionals for financial professionals. Know the techniques used on the field by top financial professionals for personal and professional success. Get off the bench and join The Coach every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, live on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No, ma'am.
Oh, well, you're fine. What are you waiting for? They've built a nest outside your window. See?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
What if I fall? I could get hurt.
Oh, you know about gravity already. You're so smart. Oh, go, 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 go. The hornets are waiting.
Wait with them, dear. Hornets hate high-pitched noises. Try not to swallow too many.
Get away!
No, not that and effed out of the park.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
I can't see! Are they
biting me? Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
Welcome back to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to be a caller on the show, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Now please welcome back the host of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to another segment of Profitable Investing. And this, in fact, is always my favorite segment when we get to bring on a company that ranks out high on Magnet. We get to talk to their management and find out why. Let us welcome right now Adam Blumenfeld, from the president of Collegiate Pacific. The symbol is BOO. And Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having us on.
All righty. And again, the point here is that, for full disclosure right now, folks, I am a shareholder in the stock. We have bought the stock a few months ago. As soon as we saw it ranked very high on Magnet and we had a call with senior management to understand their business, we became fast shareholders, and we would like to, as long as they rank up on our model, we're going to hold the stock. What I see here, Adam, if I could just throw it out, a tremendous sales growth coupled with margin acceleration, with a low price to sales, nice cash flow, no debt, big insider ownership with a price that's moving but has pulled back and given us a chance. That is our model, folks. This is why we are shareholders, a hit on everything. Now, what I'd like you to do, if you could, Adam, is in our model, you have been a publicly traded company for some time.
Yes.
In fact, the company goes back quite a bit. Maybe you spend a minute sharing what has happened in the last year to kind of propel you to come on my radar and probably other people's as well.
Well, thank you. And what most people probably don't know is that as a family, we've managed three public companies over the last 25 years. And each of those companies have performed very, very well. This current vehicle, BOO, founded in 98, was really a $25 to $35 million company just last year. And this year, on a run rate basis, will be in the $110 to $115 million range, primarily driven through an influx of capital. We raised equity capital through some outstanding warrants we had, and additional convertible capital to the tune in total of about $70 million in infused capital over the last 18 months. And as we apply that capital to our business, I think you'll see the run rate that we're currently enjoying in that 110 to 115 rate probably double as we complete the application of those proceeds.
Okay, and in the raising of money, I believe there was also an acquisition involved.
There were. That we've acquired actually four businesses in the last 12 months. What people should know is that, you know, historically Collegiate Pacific and our predecessor businesses have been factory direct equipment companies to institutions in the United States, schools, parks, what have you. These acquisitions brought us into a new world, the uniform world. So today Collegiate Pacific is the largest domestic customer for the team market for Nike, Rawlings, Wilson, Under Armour, Russell, all these major brands. And today Collegiate Pacific is in fact the largest direct distributor of team sporting goods equipment to the institutional market in the U.S.
It's a phenomenal story. What I want to add for both you so you understand us a little bit better and for our viewers, when companies do acquisitions and raise their revenue with acquisitions, that is only a positive thing when the margins are also increasing. What we've seen back in the 90s when people couldn't grow their own internal business fast enough, they would acquire pieces that frankly didn't even fit. You'd look a quarter or so later, and the company comes unglued. I think what I've seen, Adam, you've done a great job. The acquisitions are accretive. They fit. It means the margins are going up. And I do believe that there was a very healthy internal growth rate that was organic as well, correct?
That is correct. You know, the company prior to these acquisitions was growing at a 20 to 25% clip. And the organic piece of Collegiate continues to grow at that speed. I'll tell you what's even more impressive to us is that even post the acquisition work that we've already completed to date, the aggregate growth rate we intend will still be to be 15% or greater. So I think what you're seeing on the synergy side is a business where we manufacture and direct sell equipment and used to do it through catalogs. We've now acquired over 165 salesmen that are physically in the field pushing this product deeper, vertically and horizontally, into the school market. And when you get that kind of synergistic crossover, it from a very simplistic standpoint, allows the salesman in the field to have a much bigger toolkit. And now he has 4,000 equipment products to go with his uniforms that he never had before. And that's why we're seeing a fairly dramatic increase in sales generation. They've sold over $2.5 million of our proprietary product year-to-date through that sales force. And we intend to continue leveraging that combination in the future.
That's a tremendous story. I think that it's something that I understood, I guess, from talking to your brother previously about. And one of the things, folks, that was interesting, when I asked Adam and Michael how long they've been with the company, not only did they found the company, but they even said they founded the industry. Now, my kids play soccer on team travel. You know, a lot of the parents look around and say, God, these things are expensive, but we all know that I think you're the guys actually leading in that sales area, too. Are you selling to soccer clubs as well as schools?
We are. You know, we have a robust in-school business and as well a robust out-of-school business. And what you say is correct. You know, Michael, back in the 70s, really was the first to direct import and manufacture sporting goods in the U.S. and sell it on a direct basis to schools. The traditional model was to go to a local sporting goods store and buy your sporting goods for the school. We bypassed that model, and much like a Dell computer or a Land's End, went straight to the customer. And that model has proved to be, you know, highly efficient. It increases your gross margins. It keeps you in a push mentality instead of a pull mentality into the school, and gives you a lot of control over your own destiny, which is what we like.
And if I'm not mistaken, all the kids even have the same color socks now.
They do. Many of them will actually wear the same color on the same day, which is
right?
Novel in itself.
So it's a win-win-win. Now, what I like to talk about, and I've said it already, although we're not making an outright recommendation on your company because everyone has their own objectives and their own time frames and so on, but quantitatively, there's not a place you do not score on. The only non-quantitative part of our model is the M in Magnet, which stands for management. If you could, I'd like you to maybe share, as president of the company who's been there a long time and has got this thing to critical mass, maybe what is one or two of the management secrets or something that maybe gets your team committed? Anything you'd like to mention from the management side?
Well, I think it's always important to understand that from a sales management perspective, the people that are really out there producing the sales, every single one of them is a stockholder or an option holder in our company. And we think that kind of continuity on the management team and the sales team, and we've got close to 500 employees today, and I would tell you the vast majority of them are shareholders much like yourself, and have a very vested interest in how we do as a company. So it is very much an all-for-one, one-for-all mentality in this business, always has been, and I think that lends a lot to our growth, our success.
Phenomenal. But, you know, on that point, I just want to make another observation. I'm looking at your salaries. They're extremely modest. What I talk about all the time is the real problems we've seen in the market. The distrust of corporate America has mostly to do with these companies where the management is taking obsessive, obnoxious, large salaries and not even owning a lot of stock. When I see a guy who takes a small salary and owns a lot of stock, I look at him as a partner who's going to do right by me. I think that kind of trickles down from what you're saying for the salesman owning stock. You want them to look at the company not as a place to work, but as a career and maybe as a part owner.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know, this has never been an industry in 25 years where members of the family have taken egregious salaries. We intend to make our money on the equity. And you know, we win when you win as a shareholder. And that's why you see inside ownership at, you know, where it is today, which is, you know, somewhere between 20 and 30% of all outstanding shares. And while Michael, who's my father, will retire and eventually will, you know, move on to other things in his life, there's a team here that are of like age to myself in the mid 30 to mid 40 range, that I think folks that are keen to the story will see here at the company for the next many, many years.
I think that's wonderful to hear that. Let me go over, you know, one other point, an interesting, I think, a dilemma that kind of cuts both ways. Now, what I'm going to do is while you answer this question, we're going to sign off. You're going to hear some music in a couple minutes. Give people a chance to know where they can reach the company, the website, and so on. But the question I want to throw out to you here is one of the problems I look at is people have gone into this liquidity craze where they only want to invest in the largest companies because how else are you going to get out? Well, what I talk about is finding the company at the appropriate side and being an investor. Realize I couldn't buy your stock if I was planning on day trading it by this afternoon. We are investors. Can you talk about maybe is there any downside to being small or is it upside being small? Maybe you just want to talk about the size and that issue.
Well, the market cap of the company today is in the $110 to $130 million range. And, you know, from an investment standpoint, all I can tell you is that the folks that bought the stock at $4 and $5 and $6 12 and 18 months ago when the stock was truly thin are certainly seeing the benefit of liquidity having, you know, more than quadrupled. I think, you know, we're averaging about 100,000 shares a day. So, you know, everybody has to make their own investment decisions. I think from our perspective, the liquidity of 100,000 shares a day, kind of a churn, is certainly adequate for trading purposes. And, you know, if people ask me, do I want to be in a stock and in a fundamental story before something happens or after something happens, I know which side of the ball I would be on. So I think as people look at investments, maybe the direction to look is, you know, is it before or is it after what's going on? But in any case, if you had interest in the company or wanted to learn more about Collegiate Pacific, www.cpacsports.com is our website. Annual reports and information can be retrieved from that location.
Well, fantastic. Let me again, Adam, take the time to thank you. We'll have you back again for an update. In the meantime, you have been listening to Voice America Business. I am Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now and never make a bad investment again. 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
The truth is that most Americans are truly misinformed about health-related issues. Do you know what your doctor is really charging you for? For the truth on what's really going on, tune in to Life Lessons with Dr. Lawrence James Jr. every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Dr. Lawrence James Jr. will discuss everyday social and political issues that affect you. So won't you please join Dr. Lawrence James Jr. for Life Lessons every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Win with effective marketing. Win with proper positioning and branding. Win with Dick McDonald on his show Win-Win Marketing for Buyers and Sellers every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, we will discuss the challenges and common mistakes made in today's industry while providing you insight on what you can do to avoid these pitfalls. Get ahead with effective marketing in today's world. Listen to Win-Win Marketing for Sellers and Buyers with Dick McDonald, heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time here on the Bottom Line of Business, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Do you find that technology is hard to understand? Tune in each week to Tech Talk with computer geek John DeVore. Every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, John will let you know what is new and upcoming in the world of technology, as well as teach you some simple things to help you use your computer to your advantage. From gadgets to gizmos and PCs to PDAs, tune in and get high tech with John DeVore and Tech Talk every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Once again, that number is 1-888-766-6828. Let's get back to another segment of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. You are listening to another segment of Profitable Investing. It's great to have you with us. Folks, I hope you just enjoyed that segment with Adam from Collegiate Pacific. I think some of the things that get said here, you need to take the time to really think them out. Here's a family that are the largest shareholders in a company that is now dominating the whole landscape of their industry, and yet the company is still considered too small or even most mutual funds to buy into. And these are exactly the kind of things that show up on our model. What we didn't get a chance to really talk about, it was should be self-evident to everybody. One of the risks that we look at in a company is when a company is very dependent on one client, one product, or one thing. And we've talked about this a lot. Say a customer has a great communications product, but 90% gets sold to one customer. Well, folks, if that one customer develops problems or puts some pressure on for pricing power, it changes the whole dynamics at the company. I think what you have there is a company where not one client represents 1% of anything. Truly diversified, again, not a commercial for the company, but when I look at them on my model and I hear about all the negativity and what's not going right in this country and what's not going right in this world, what I will share with you from a media side, and this is something I probably talk too much about, but the nation, when they're polled, the number one thing they'd like to see is a fire. So when you watch the daily evening news, if there is a fire anywhere local, they rush the cameras, they want to show the fire. Is that really world news? While I don't think so, the public out there is the medium, and the media gives them what they want. So what you have is a media filled with stories about GE with their pension liabilities and their revenue slowdown. Guys, that's what makes news. Small, dynamic, family-run companies that finally, after years, get into the $100 million range, get funding, and then turn into $500 million companies. It's just not what sells newspapers. It's not what sells the media. So we hear very little about this. Instead, what we hear about are politicians running for office talking about double dip, that there's nobody working in this country, that it's all a mirage. And getting back to my themes about what's really driving the market and what's driving the world is a worldwide spreading of capitalism and democracy. Folks, I would urge you, what I'll try to do is I'll get us a gentleman named Don Hayes on our show, whose newsletter I've read for years, who thinks a little bit more long-term, who probably has it extremely right. And the net result of all of this is the fact that, as my friend Jim Rogers, the commodity bull talks about, is what you have is a world in where there is building literally in every continent taking place, but yet, when was the last copper smelting plant built? When was the last iron ore plant? When was the last rubber plant built? So what we have is an abundance of gold, which remains in a trading range, but a shortage of commodity, which is forcing prices higher, and because we have never seen a global spread of capitalism like this in the world's history, everyone's waiting for the cyclical shoe to drop and for the growth to stop. And folks, my own opinion, while I'm not a perma bull, I think we're all going to be surprised at the length and the duration in the commodity cycle. And maybe oil, they could drill a little more, and can there be alternatives to oil? But very humbly, I saw a segment I did on the television a couple of years ago where I comically asked folks, what's the next big thing going to really be? Steel? Well, it turns out it is the next big thing. And it's because of the building, but just as importantly, if you look back on U.S. Steel and Bethlehem Steel, these companies actually are out of business. So, yes, the cycle turned. It came full cycle. Many mills have dominated. You are seeing a tremendous explosive all-time consumption in steel, and yet the largest steel companies of a prior era are nowhere to be seen. There's no bid, and you went broke if you owned them. So, folks, this is what I talk about letting the model work, about letting the compass work, and now when basic material and steel ranks up high, there's a lot of individuals who are simply going to say, but I lost money in steel years ago. I'm not interested in those sectors. And they, too, will miss this big bull run. So, my goodness, do we cover a lot of stuff here, guys. I want to really try to say that as a ongoing process, we're bringing on different guests that make up different parts of a large puzzle. The puzzle is identifying where the market's going, identify what sectors to be in, then using Magnet Stock Selection to do the stock selection. And then, folks, very importantly, and it's escaping me who said it, but there was one of the great traders, I believe it was Jesse Livermore, said, hey, a randomly generated set of picks will generate a profit if you handle your money right. Now, think if we use the right stock list and then bought companies on pullbacks to better our opportunity for success. That doesn't mean we'll always be successful. It doesn't mean that the stocks that rank up high on Magnet will in a year from now. It means we are using every bit of our strength and our power and our knowledge and experience to give us a mathematical advantage, a probability of succeeding. And then, folks, we can't get emotional while we're in this business. If you are guided by your emotions, that's a one-way ticket to the poorhouse, folks. So I want to really thank you at this moment for spending another hour with us. What I'd love to do here is take a minute to share with you that next week we're going to actually have three guests on. What we have is some gentlemen that I have met years ago at a conference where dominated by smaller companies with entrepreneurs. We're going to have Mike Weiner, from the CEO from Biofan, very interesting company involved in medical devices. We're going to have Mike Riedlinger, the CEO from National Nano, involved in nanotechnology. And we're going to have Bill Jacobson, the CEO of Atlas Mining, all companies that are showing some positive price momentum. We're going to see why. I will tell you, it's critical to keep an open mind. These are companies that should be very, very intriguing. So make sure you get your questions ready. Make sure you tell your friends. If you would like a list of our top-ranked stocks or just want to talk about what we spoke about, The number in here is 1-888-766-6828. You can come to our website at magnetinvesting.com. Let me share with you again. This, in my opinion, is not an easy business. If it was, they wouldn't make economy cars. This is a business which is only profitable to those who take the time, the energy, create a plan, and can check their emotions. This is what we're trying to accomplish here. I hope you've enjoyed another segment. Thanks for joining us on Profitable Investing. We'll be here next week at the same time. Tell your friends and have a profitable week investing. Thanks for joining us.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.